Concerns over Redoubt's continued eruptions extend to an oil collection facility in Cook Inlet at Drift River. Chevron Pipeline Company operates the Cook Inlet Pipeline Company, which runs the Drift River Terminal. John Power with AVO says flooding is a potential problem because the Drift River flows near glacial ice at Redoubt Space.
What happens here is when you have a volcanic eruption, you throw a lot of hot material out onto the snowpack. That melts it, causes a large flood of water, what we would call a mud flow. There is evidence that our seismometers suggest that there was some flowage events that occurred last night.
Betty Shore is the Industry Preparedness Program Manager for the state's Department of Environmental Conservation Spill Prevention and Response Division. Shore says after Redoubt blew 20 years ago, the company built a containment and diversion system.
We've had our own inspectors out at the facility, and apparently it's quite a substantial containment system as well as diversionary dikes that they've constructed in Drift River drainage so that if a mud flow were to come down the riverbed, that it would be diverted from the terminal.
All employees at the terminal have been evacuated, and CIPL says that 2 of 7 tanks are in use, and each has about 74,000 barrels of oil, or more than 6 million gallons, in them. Shore says the state is monitoring the situation.
Our emergency response group is on heightened alert down in Kenai. The Cook Inlet Spill Prevention Group that is the spill responders for the facility also is in heightened alert, and we'll be monitoring it carefully. And if there's any problem, we hope there's no problem with the facility or the pipeline, but we certainly will be responding as quickly as possible if there is anything.
Bob Shavelson with Cook Inlet Keeper says he's concerned with the amount of crude that is still contained at the Drift River Terminal.
Because 6 million gallons is a lot of oil. When we had 5 million gallons on the Seabulk Pride, the oil tanker in 2006 that ran aground in Upper Cook Inlet, we had to bring assets around from Prince William Sound. So we didn't have the capacity to address a 5 million gallon spill if it were to occur in Cook Inlet. And so now we have the potential of 6 million gallons here. I know all the contingency plans and all the paperwork says that we're supposed to be able to do this. I just question in reality whether we can.
A statement from Cook Inlet Pipeline Company says they have notified Cook Inlet oil producers that the Drift River Terminal will not receive, store, or deliver additional crude oil during Redoubt's eruption. Roxanne Sins with Chevron says the company operates 10 of the 14 platforms in Cook Inlet. Sins says Chevron is not shutting down production right now. They're sending crude to the Trading Bay production facility and the Granite Point tank farm. She says they can store crude there for up to 5 days. If Redoubt's activity continues beyond that, they may have to start shutting down platform production.